inch and closer, so that's the good thing, is they're pouring some concrete. The approach panels to the bridge are, the concrete should be poured on Thursday, and then they'll move over to the railings on the bridge and be working on that, and hope to finish, you know, the outside of the railings next week at some point. And that'll be good, because right now they've got what they call a false decking. It's sort of equipment, frames and braces to be able to do that work with the concrete. It does hang a little bit below the bridge, so we either have a warning for trucks to go up and around on the, use the ramps instead of going underneath. And we've got some good compliance at times, and then some vehicles, some trucks are not seeing that sign and coming through, and it can be a danger depending on how high that truck is, because it's the current depth of the bridge, it dips down a little lower, so the height clearance is not the same as it normally is. But once that's done, they can get over and start working on the ramp and finish up some of the work there. And so, you know, people should look in the next couple weeks here for some short-term ramp closures that might be a day, 2 days, that sort of thing, and they'll move around. And we'll certainly send out notices when we get that work done. But all that work is sort of based on other things happening in advance, so it's kind of see how the weather works. Also, they're looking, you know, probably within the next week on the south side of the bridge, 28th Street would be closed there, so you wouldn't be able to turn off from the ramp, but that'll be a sort of a shorter term closure. But once we have that defined in the schedule, we'll definitely get a notice out and let people know on that as well. So there are lots of real short term closures coming up that can sort of disrupt your travels, but we don't have firm dates quite yet on that, depending on how this work this week and then early next kind of falls in line.